Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning, Mr. Drummond.
Morning, Adelaide.
Ah. Hey, Dad, any chance of borrowing a little extra bread from you?
Sorry, I never lend money to friends. It ruins their memory.
Dad, we're all broke. You know, everything costs so much now.
I know. Every other day at my company, somebody wants a raise. I can't afford it.
You know, they're saying in the papers we're headed for a recession or a depression. What's the difference?
Well, Arnold, in a recession, you have to tighten your belt. In a depression, you don't have any belt to tighten, you lose your pants.
Okay, here's lunch for the bunch. Kimberly?
Thank you.
Willis?
Oh, thank
Arnold?
You.
Arnold? Arnold, what is in there? Your lunch or your laundry?
I always pack him a couple extra sandwiches, Mr. Drummond, in case he gets hungry while he's eating.
Are you guys telling me that you can't get along on your allowance?
Right.
No way.
You got it.
Okay, now just how badly are you kids hurting?
Well, Dad, we're having to do without the bare necessities of life.
Like a double-decker train.
Oh, and Daddy, I desperately need a pair of disco shoes with the flashing lights in the heels.
Well, who doesn't? Look, you kids all get very good allowances. The things you want are all luxuries. If you want them badly enough, I suggest you find a way to make some extra money.
How? You can't get a job if you're under 16.
Well, then start your own business. When I was 8 years old, I had a lemonade stand. Then I got another one. Pretty soon, I had a whole string of them. I was known as the queen of the lemonade stand.
Queen?
Yeah, my mother refused to cut my curls. Listen, kids, I'll tell you what you do. In business, you find out where there's a need, and then you fill it. Excuse me. Hello. Hello, Harry. What's up? Well, who is Angelo, and what is his gripe? You handle it. That's what a general manager's for. Look, you tell Angelo that no department head in our company has ever had a share of the profits. It would set a precedent. All right, I'll be there in a few minutes. Kids, I have to go over to the plant. I'll be
all
back
right.
in a while.
Okay, bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye.
Have a good day, Mr. Drummond.
Thank you, Adelaide.
How'd your kids do with your allowances?
We didn't.
He struck out, fouled out, grounded out, and bombed out.
Well, I guess it's back to being a normal, overprivileged kid.
Oh, you poor dears. Well, I put some of my extra special brownies in your lunch bags. Maybe that'll make you feel better.
Oh, thanks, Adelaide. I love them. Well, I better get going out to school. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks for the brownies, Adelaide. The kids at school go crazy about them.
They really like them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The kids in my class will trade anything for them. They give me old candy, fruit, sandwiches, kisses.
Kisses?
Yeah. Barbara Kramer gives me 2 kisses for each brownie. Sometimes she throws in an extra kiss for a tip.
I think I'll pack a few brownies and go to a singles bar.
Hey, what a terrific idea for us, Arnold.
But I don't think they'll let me in a singles bar.
No, I mean for business. Instead of giving away our Liz fudge brownies, we'll sell them. Like Dad said, we'll be filling a need.
Hey, yeah, that's a terrific idea. Except it's sure gonna give me a problem.
What's that?
Well, if I charge money for the brownies, I'll be missing all that kissing.
Well, Arnold, what do you want to do? Make money or be a lover?
I'll take the money. I got plenty of time to be a lover when I'm 10.
Harry, I told you at the plant. I don't want to talk to Angelo. Yes, I believe he's a good man. That's why I okayed the salary raise you gave him when you made him head of the electronics division.
Hey,
but,
Dad!
Guess what?
But, Harry, you do not share in the profits unless you risk your capital. Now, you tell Angelo that for me. Goodbye. What's all the excitement, guys?
Dad, we did what you told us. We went in the business selling Adelaide's fudge brownies for a dime a piece, and we made a whole $1.20, and it's all a clear profit.
Except when we eat into the profit.
Well, that's terrific, guys. But what about your cost?
Oh, that's the best part of this business. You pay the cost, we get the profit.
Have you spoken to Adelaide about the brownie business? It'll be a lot of extra work for her, you know.
Oh, she'll do anything for me. Do they or do they not call me Sweet Talking Willis?
That's one of the things they call you.
Bad news, Mr. Drummond. Another plant died. Stop me before I kill again.
Are all the plants dying on you?
Well, let me put it this way. When I walk in the room, they ask for a priest.
Let me know when the funeral is. I'll send the plants some flowers.
Put me and all down for some flowers, too, Bo Derek.
Bo Derek? Well, if I'm a 10, it's 2 5s in the wrong places.
Everything you got is in the right place, short but sweet.
We want to talk to you, Adelaide. Have a seat.
Thanks, already got one. Okay.
Already
okay.
Got one.
Okay. Cut the con and get to it.
Well, Adelaide, me and Arnold want to go into business selling your fudge brownies. As long as you're baking them anyway, would you bake me and Arnold an extra dozen?
A dozen? Well, I guess so.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. It's enough that I have to buy the ingredients. If Adelaide agrees to make the brownies, shouldn't you pay her something for the extra work?
Pay her? Adelaide loves making brownies.
And it'll keep her away from the plants.
You sure know how to hurt a guy. But I couldn't take any pay.
All right, then how about helping Adelaide with some of her work, like taking out the garbage or polishing the furniture or wiping the dishes?
Well, I didn't know where you were headed, but I like where you arrived. Okay, fellas, is it a deal?
It's a deal. Shake. Arnold, someday we're going to be famous for our fudge brownies.
And rich.
We'll be tycoons.
Yeah. Am I too young to smoke cigars?
The first thing we got to do is decide a name for our company. You know, I kind of like the Willis Brownie Company.
Seems to me there's some important name missing.
You're right, Arnold. Make that the Willis Jackson Brownie Company.
Try again.
Okay, I'm just playing. The Willis Jackson and Associate Brownie Company.
Willis, the stork stopped by our house twice. The second time he left me in a note apologizing for the first time.
I'm just kidding, Arnold. What do you want to call the business?
Something that's fair. Arnold and friend.
Okay, Arnold. Let's just call the business the Jackson 2.
You're playing my song. Shake again.
All right.
Hey, guys, Daddy just told me about the terrific business we're going to be in. We've got it made.
We?
Willis and I are only two, and two don't make a we, it makes an us.
You mean you're not going to include your own sister?
Sorry, Kimberly, but this was our idea.
Well, I still can't believe you're not going to make me a partner.
Well, Kimberly, we did all the work already. We got suppliers, distribution system, and a name for our company.
Now, how would it sound if we called it the Jackson 2 plus a sister brownie company?
It's because I'm a woman. Haven't you guys heard of the ERA?
Yeah, but what your earned run average got to do with it?
Okay, you guys. But I could have helped you make a lot more money by selling those brownies at my school, too.
Hey! Sweet and tall stuff. What's your rush? How would you like to be the first employee of the Jackson 2 Brownie Company?
We can make you a sweet deal, sweet sister.
What's your deal?
Excuse us while we go into executive session.
We got to exec.
Okay, Kimberly. We'll give you a big fat penny for every brownie you sell.
That's the best deal anybody ever got with our company.
How's that sound?
Disgusting.
Willis, we better exec again.
Yeah. Okay, Kimberly. We'll give you two big fat pennies for every brownie you sell. How's that sound?
How does this sound?
Ha!
Here's my bottom line. I want half of everything I sell.
Half? Like in 50% down the middle?
That's right.
Now I know why they say never do business with relatives.
Sister, you are really greedy.
Me? What about you two?
Well, we're the bosses. Dad said the one that takes the risk is entitled to the greed.
Well, that's it. Half of what I sell. You can take it or leave it.
Okay, Kimberly, you got a deal.
But you're bleeding us dry.
Okay. See you later, boss. You too, boss.
Our first employee, Arnold. Oh, man, we're really rolling now. Where's my calculator?
Under the desk.
What is it doing there?
Keeping the desk even.
I got another idea for building our empire. Let's see. Adelaide's making 3 dozen cookies in a batch, and was charging a dime a piece for them. Watch how the mind of a tycoon works. That's 360. Mm-hmm. Hey, if we add some raisins and some nuts in them, we can charge more. Maybe 15 cents each.
Hey, how about charging 20 cents?
Arnold, there's a lot of tycoon in you, too.
Oh, man, this big business is a stench. We didn't budge from this room, and already we doubled our profits.
Oh, don't worry, Big Wally. We'll have your 5 dozen brownies there tomorrow. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, and thanks for the order. Bye.
Hi, boys. How is the brownie business?
Terrific. In 2 days, we took in $14.
Yeah, we're up to our armpits in money.
Next thing you know, you'll have a rating in Dun & Bradstreet.
Mr. Drummond, I did it again. I'm just going to have to try to find something to plant that I can't kill. Like a flagpole.
Don't worry, Adelaide. I'll take you to find some plants that are just right for you.
Adelaide, wait in here. Our brownie business is getting bigger.
Dad says we're going to be listed in Dumb and Bedsheet.
That's close enough.
Big Wally's candy store gave me an order for 5 dozen brownies and paid us in advance.
Who are you going to get to bake them? I can't handle that volume. I'm afraid you just lost a cook, boys.
What you talking about, Adelaide?
Well, gee, I'd like to help you fellas, and I can still make a few. But I've got a lot of work to do around here, and it takes all my time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, boys, I guess you'll either have to find another cook or give the money back. Good luck.
Well, partner, the bottom just dropped out of the brownie business.
No, the business is okay. The bottom dropped out of Adelaide.
And it didn't have too far to drop. What are we going to do?
Well, we should give Big Wally back his $12 advance, except there's only one problem. I borrowed $5 of it.
You dip into the coffee can?
Yeah, I put a down payment on that computerized game I wanted. So there's only $7 left.
Make that $2. I borrowed $5 for my new engine on the layaway plan.
Oh, no.
If we don't give him his money back, Big Wally is going to lay away us.
Arnold, we got to figure out how to save our brownie business.
The only business we're in is the out-of-business business. What are we going to do?
Now, take it easy, Arnold. This is no time to panic.
Are you kidding? This is a perfect time to panic.
Hey, guys. Did you get your problem all worked out? Huh?
No, we're up to our brownies in trouble.
Hello. No, Harry, I do not want to meet with Angelo. He's being unreasonable. And he is not going to get a part of the company. I don't care if he's threatening to quit. As a matter of fact, I'm tired of the whole thing. Fire him. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's an unreasonable employee.
There's one tycoon to another. We know how you feel.
Yeah, we gave Al-A the chance to work for the biggest cookie company that ever crumbled.
I'm ready when you are, Mr. Drummond.
Okay, Adelaide. I'll see you later, boys.
All right. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Adelaide, tell me something. Do you think it's possible to kill plastic plants?
If it is, I'll find a way.
Oh, hi, Kimberly. Listen, we're just going out to get some plants. We won't be long.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, fellas, how's the business going?
We ran into the law of supply and demand.
We demanded too much and our supplier quit.
Really, quit?
Yeah, we got this big order for 5 dozen brownies and Adelaide said it was too much work for her.
Gene, it was going so well, too. Well, I sold my brownies. Here's your half. $1.20.
It's like Adelaide stabbed us right in the wallet.
We could have been millionaires in just 1 million more days.
Well, you know, Big Wallet ain't gonna wait that long for his $12.
$12 isn't the end of the world.
Kimberly, I'm not worried about the end of the world. I'm worried about his end and my end.
But all you need is a cook, right?
Yeah.
Well, the recipe to those fudge brownies is right in Adelaide's cookbook. They're not hard to make. I've watched them.
Could you make them?
Sure.
You'd really do that for us, Kimberly?
Oh, of course I would. You're my brothers, aren't you?
Kimberly, you're the greatest.
You're a super sister. Oh,
thanks, guys.
Well, Arnold, we're back in business.
We sure are.
Partner.
Would you run that by me again?
What do you mean, partner?
I mean, if I'm going to be your chief cook and salesperson, we split the profits. A third of the business each. We split three ways.
Three ways? You're forgetting that we're the ones who are taking all the risk. We founded this business.
Yeah, we're the foundling fathers.
You know, I can't get over you guys. You want me to bake the brownies and sell them too, but you don't want me to share the profit.
Well, that's what business is all about. You do the work and we make the profit.
That's the American way. Dad told us all about it. Think that over, Kimberly.
But without me, sweetheart, you don't have a business.
Think that over, Willis.
That's it, a three-way partnership. You guys can take it or leave it.
Arnold,
if anyone calls, just say we're in conference.
Me and my partner have reviewed the facts, and we'd like to make you a counteroffer, Kimberly.
What's that?
You're fired.
That's fired as in through, done, finished, kaput, over, and out.
You know, you are two of the greediest guys I have ever known.
And you are what is known in big business as an unreasonable employee.
Well, you two are a couple of selfish nerds.
You can't talk that way to a boss. You're fired again. Who needs her?
Us nerds, that's who.
No, we don't. Kimberly said that those brownies are easy to make. So we just follow the recipe and make them ourselves.
Hey, yeah!
Arnold, how do you like being the brother of a genius?
You tell me.
Arnold, do you think we're really being greedy?
Yeah. Did we have to buy so much stuff for these brownies?
Well, we had to spend money to make money. We're talking a mass production.
We're also talking hernia.
We'll get the recipe. There.
All right. Let's see now. Here it is. Fudge brownies.
All right. Open the flour and I'll get the mixing bowl.
All right.
back.
What's in your hand with this thing? Here. Man, that sody sack's so tight. Whoops!
Well, we got 2 inches of fine powder here if anyone wants to go skiing. Okay. Go get the eggs.
All right.
Yeah. Whoa!
Is scrambled eggs okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Say, that's the trouble of having to crack them.
All right. Come on over.
All right, listen. Go get the mixer, and I'll get put some chocolate in.
All right. Hey, Arms, did you get that? Whoa!
Here you go. A little bit too much. Let me get some of that out.
Okay, here we are. There.
All right. Here goes.
Ta-dam!
Oh, see, Daddy, those are beautiful plants.
Enjoy them while you can, dear.
It sounds as if the kitchen's having a nervous breakdown.
Well, Daddy, Willis and Otto decided to make the brownies themselves.
Oh, no. My kitchen! My kitchen! Oh, no. I used to love this kitchen. I'm going to miss it.
Look at this mess.
We're sick of looking at it.
I better go change into my disaster clothes.
Well, Daddy, I offered to help them, but they fired me so they could keep all the profits.
Well, wasn't that kind of short-sighted, boys? You know, sometimes you have to give up some of your profits for your own good.
We're just doing what you did, Dad. Like when you fired that guy, Angelo.
Boys, this is an entirely different situation. Now, you start cleaning up your mess right now. And I don't care how long it takes.
I'll get my grandchildren to help us.
Here. Hello. Harry, I don't care if Angelo wants to talk to me. I don't want to... Oh, hello, Angelo. No, I'm afraid to share the profits is out of the question. No, I would not call that short-sighted. I'd call... Angelo, come by my office tomorrow. We'll talk about a percentage. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Here, Dad. Have a brownie. You deserve it.
Those are brownies?
We could have started a rock garden with the ones we threw away.
Guys, I'm afraid I set you a bad example on how to run a business. I didn't realize I was being so greedy. I'll tell you what. I'll lend you the money to pay back Big Wally.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Dad, since you're feeling so responsible, there's something else you can do. Grab a broom.
All right. I don't want to put the whole burden on your grandchildren.
Then I'll help, too.
Well, Arnold, I guess we learned about business the hard way.
Yeah, from tycoon to janitor in one day.
But the jeans that they got. straw.